Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Buford reaches second base with a double. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund bunts between the mound and first base. Peters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rettenmund for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafletic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton scores. Bradford moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford scores. Pafletic moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jim Harden now pitching. Pete Ward pinch hits for Ken Berry. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pafletic scores. Knoop moves to second. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Gary Peters. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Harden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knoop moves to third. Ward moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knoop scores. Ward moves to third. McCraw moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. McCraw scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Dick Hall now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Hopkins scores. Melton moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafletic is walked intentionally. Chuck Brinkman pinch runs for Don Pafletic. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Bradford scores. There goes Brinkman trying to get to third. Rettenmund throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Brinkman for the out. It's 9-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gail Hopkins now playing first base. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brinkman for a passed ball. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marcelino Lopez now pitching. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-3 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rettenmund who is chasing the ball. Hopkins reaches third base with a triple. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. It's 10-3, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Noop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Woody Held now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kurt Motten pinch hits for Marcelino Lopez. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Motten moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.